Miraculous forgiveness. That's what the nation witnessed. The nation paused, and other nations paused, as a young Christ follower spoke in court and forgave his brother's murderer. Teenager Brant Jean said, "I forgive you. I want what is best for you. I think giving your life to Christ would be the best thing that Botham would want you to do." Brant set an example as he willingly let Christ shine through it and love through him. Sobbing in court, the murderer encountered Christ in Brant. The judge, so moved by Brant's witness, became brave and gave her own personal Bible to the murderer. The nation and other nations witnessed Christ in the courtroom. Yes, the video moved people more deeply than emotions. The moment stirred the spirits of many. If Brant could forgive the murderer of his beloved brother Botham, what else could Christ do in our lives? Miraculous forgiveness. That is what Christ offers all of us. His power is made perfect in our weakness, so it is not how we perform the forgiveness. No, it is in complete reliance on Christ and his work in us, which enables us to forgive and live out his love. Today, what painful experience came to mind when you heard about Brant or saw the video? Take that pain to Christ and ask him to help you miraculously forgive and give that person or people who hurt you. Put them in God's hands. June Hunt is a biblical counselor whose materials are already considered classic. In a paraphrase of her words, forgiveness is taking someone off of our hook and putting them on God's hook. It's his responsibility, not ours, to deal with their sins for eternity. People who reject God and never repent will face punishment far worse than any human court could provide. Of course, it's important to hold people accountable here on earth, but nothing compares to what God will do for those who just choose to reject him. The Bible says, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath and his judicial righteousness. For it is written in Scripture, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." That was Romans 12:19. Of course, it's important for people to be held accountable, and they need to go to jail to protect the innocent. However, we also need to release them from our hook, like June Hunt said, and put them on God's hook. And remember that we have, in Colossians 1:13-15, the perfect perspective. For he has rescued us and has drawn us to himself from the dominion of darkness and has transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption because of his sacrifice, resulting in the forgiveness of our sins and the cancellation of sin's penalty. He is the exact living image, the essential manifestation of the unseen God, the visible representation of the invisible, the firstborn, the preeminent one, the sovereign, and the originator of all creation. Only after we personally and individually experience Christ's miraculous forgiveness of our sins can we experience his empowerment to forgive miraculously. Have you come to Christ and given him everything? Have you repented from your sins and accepted him as Lord and Savior? He died on the cross for you. He rose again for you. Yes, for you. Yes, for me. Take John 3:16 to heart, just as Brant Jean and his brother Botham did. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish, but have eternal life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending Jesus to die in our place, for offering us a chance to receive you and not reject you. And we receive you, Jesus. We put our trust in you as Savior and Lord. We repent. Help us, Lord, to miraculously forgive, just as you have miraculously forgiven us. We pray for all prayer requests on our hearts, all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Help us, Lord, to love others with your love. Help us, Lord, to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength, and hold nothing back. We submit to you as our loving Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you for loving us. We know that you will work all things together for good for us who love you. And we know that you're going to sort everything out in the end and make everything right. And so we look forward to when you return, Lord Jesus. We just really do. And we bless your name together. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Be willing. Be willing to do God's will. Be willing as he is filling you with his ability to forgive through you, love through you, shine through you. Forgive, love, and live through Christ.